Hey friends, this is Melissa Lottie Brown, the homeschooling entrepreneur, and I'm so glad you're here with me today. I want to talk about something that is really a struggle for me. I don't know if it is for you. I'm sure it is for everyone at some point or another, but it's something that I have to regularly just check in with myself on and be reevaluating and working on all the time. And that topic is burnout. So as a homeschooler, I mean, there's just homeschool burnout, right? Like people are saying, you know, the end of the year burnout. A lot of people struggle with those kinds of things come Christmas time. That's often when I hear my friends, sorry, I'm going to turn off my phone here. I hear it beeping in the background. I hear that often that people are burning out around the holidays. And I think that's just like this added level of stress, right? All the cards you're supposed to mail and the packages and blah, blah, blah. Honestly, when it comes to that, we have really super minimized holidays because it is just overwhelming and I don't want to live like that. So we take a really low-key approach to the holidays. Now, but let's talk about, okay, homeschool burnout, real thing, right? I think a lot of that for me, what I found is just keeping it fun. You know, if you're struggling with burnout, go to the park. Go on a field trip. For me, I'm like, I just need to be out in nature. We need to go somewhere new. I just like to pile the kids in the car and go exploring. Like, it really doesn't matter. That helps me and it helps the kids too, I think. Sometimes we get stuck in patterns and habits and attitudes. We get stuck in some attitudes at my house. And so we need to kind of be jerked out of those, right? I've really found that helps us with homeschool burnout. And maybe it's just changing some things up. But honestly, we do kind of a light schooling year round. That's pretty much our philosophy. That's part of our philosophy. But let's talk about let's talk about business, your entrepreneurial self. Let's talk about burnout like that. Or just burnout in life. Like, I don't know. That's for me. I think it comes to this crossroads where I'm just burnt out. I get burnt out of everyone needing something from me. I run a really large team. You know, I have a husband, I have 6 kids, and I feel oftentimes like everybody needs something from me and it can be draining. But it also is honestly my reality. Like, I've created both of those large teams on purpose, you know? So then the key is, how do I manage that? And especially with, you know, technology always being on and then being home and your kids always having access to you. So that is one key that I've found to be really helpful, is to go to a coffee shop, to go do work somewhere outside of my house. With the less interruptions, I can just get so much more work done really quickly. And it just helps me feel like an adult for a minute. You know, I don't know. I was with my friends. We were in Vegas for a conference and we're sitting in this fancy restaurant and I'm looking out. It's a gorgeous day. I'm sitting there with my friends. It's this French steakhouse. It was glorious. Oh my gosh, the food was to die for. And I just started crying and my friends are looking at me and they're like, okay. I'm like, you know, I hadn't done something like that with girls in 15 plus years. I had really been sacrificing and constantly was with my kids, was constantly working, doing something like that all the time. My husband and I honestly had only taken a couple short vacations. I mean, we'd taken one, you know, overnight getaway thing. We did one time 7 years ago. and then we started a business, which caused us to go to some conferences. And so going to those conferences, we would be without kids, but we would still be working. And that's a different dynamic, especially for my poor husband, because I'm a workaholic. Like I know I am. I love it. I love it. And when I'm at those conferences, I'm constantly talking to people, you know, getting to know people, asking all my questions, just trying to learn as much as I possibly can. So it's not really like a romantic getaway with me, right? I'm just focused and working like that. And so, and I'd never taken a girl's thing. Like I just, you know, I think it's one of those things as a mom, kind of that martyr syndrome where I would have never asked to spend money on going away with my girlfriends. And now I'm seeing how valuable that is, how wonderful that time away, just to be able to analyze, to reevaluate your life, just to have a deep breath without all these, like, maybe not claws, loving hands touching you, right? All the hands touching you. And it's so nice to have that little refreshing break. And I'm so thankful I finally took that. And I would encourage you to take it sooner than I did, right? I think a big part of keeping yourself from burnout is really planning ahead. You know, it's not saying, okay, I'm going to go have a night to myself. Maybe you go to the movies by yourself or with a girlfriend. You know, I used to love doing stuff with my friends. I mean, I still do. I now, though, with as many voices that I have going on with me all day long, I really, really enjoy going alone to the movies, going alone to eat, just being in that silence is something that I really love. And before, I think everyone would say that I'm an extrovert, and I am. I mean, that fuels me. On the other hand, an extrovert can only be an extrovert so many hours of the day, right? And so when you have this many people that want to talk to you and be with you, you have to plan accordingly. And I really encourage you, and I think that's one of the big things too, is planning those breaks, planning the date nights with your spouse, planning the date night by yourself, making sure that you are exercising, getting out in nature. This is something that I really struggle with. It's one of my favorite things to do, but it goes back to that mommy guilt, right? That martyr thing of I should be working or I should be with one of my kids. Like if I'm going to go take a walk, I should at least take one of them with me. Like I should always be investing into someone, right? But there comes a point where you just need a break, right? Like, you can't just always constantly be pouring out. It doesn't work that way. I know for me, it gets to that point and then I just hole up in my room and I watch TV and I don't want to come out, right? And that's not helping anybody. But what if I would, and when I am more proactive and taking that time for myself daily, I'm energized to be with them the rest of the time. Like I've got that break. I feel good. I come back. I'm ready to go. I can be with them. And I'm not in the back of my mind, like feeling sorry for myself or feeling overwhelmed or whatever. I've already handled it. It's been taken care of. And so that proactive thing, really, it's like the sooner in the day you can have that, the sooner in the month that you can take that, you know, take the break before you break. Oh, that's good. Take the break before you break. Really, you need that time, moms. You need that time to pray, to read, to just ask God, what has He got for you right now? You know, what are you being called to right now? It was funny. I want to read you guys this actually before I tell you that story. But I was looking up, you know, just different people's opinions and thoughts on how to avoid burnout and what it is. And these were two definitions that I found of burnout that I thought were very interesting. One said, a state of physical, emotional, and mental exhaustion caused by long-term involvement in emotionally demanding situations. Okay, homeschooling entrepreneurs, I could pretty much bet $1 million. You are in some emotionally demanding situations, right? Your kids need you. They're looking to you to meet their every need. And I would suggest that you cannot, that it would be good for you to find some mentors, some coaches, some other people in your life that also want to really pour into these kids, because I know you're not the only one, right? And there's great influences out there. I mean, be choosy, be wise, right? But you don't need to do this alone. You don't have to teach your kids all the things all by yourself. There's amazing resources out there. There's amazing people out there. Another one said, a state of fatigue or frustration brought about by devotion to a cause, way of life, or relationship that failed to produce the expected reward. Okay, this is interesting. As I'm reading it right now, again, this is just clicking with me. A big part of my identity has been homeschooling for the last 16 years. Well, we're about to send our two oldest off to a charter school. So I'm still going to have four kids at home that I'm homeschooling, but it's going to be different and I'm not going to be that pure homeschooler, right? But am I, or can I, or can you, or have you been so devoted to a way of life that even when it wasn't really working, you kept it at it. You kept going. Right. And I think sometimes we, you know, when we start homeschooling, it's for a myriad of reasons. And we all have different opinions about that. I still got things dinging. I don't even know. Sorry about that. You know, it's for these different reasons. And I think there's a time, and I think that every child is different and every family is different. And so we need to be careful of what we're saying. And I know it was hard for me when I watched my friends that had high schoolers send them off to high school. It was hard for me. I did not enjoy that. And part of it was I just didn't want to miss those parents in my community, right? I was involved with our homeschool communities and I wanted those ladies that were really my mentors, I wanted them to keep doing it because A, I wanted to keep following them, right? Like my goal was to homeschool forever. And so I wanted to keep seeing that role model for me, but then also just that social part, right? We would get together for activities and stuff and I wanted them to be a part of it. And it's funny because I would talk to them and I would talk to the ones that kept their kids at home and oh, it's such a big decision, right? And it totally is case by case. And I don't think there's any right or wrong answer, right? It's totally case by case. And we all know kids, you know, that have turned out awesome doing all sorts of things. And there's kids that have turned out horrible doing all sorts of things. And I just really am... I'm just very thankful for the fact that I know that God has a plan for my children. And I hope to listen to that and hear that and be an aid in that. But I know that no matter what I do, He has a plan for them. And my choice in this matter isn't going to wreck that, you know? I enjoy that security. Okay, so it's a little off topic, but I was just thinking about that. About that devotion to a cause or a way of life. Because I think sometimes some things change, right? You know, another thing as a homeschooling entrepreneur that I think we need to think about and look at is the big goal, right? And so let's see, like, let's say your goal is to, I think we talked about this dog grooming shop before, right? So let's say your goal is to have this dog grooming shop and maybe franchise it. You've got big dreams and you want to be a millionaire. And you're like, we're going to do that. I want total financial stability and I want 20 locations, right? This might not be the season. I mean, I hate to burst your bubble. There's one thing that Oprah Winfrey said to me, I don't know, she said on stage or she said somewhere one time and I just loved it. And she said, you can have everything in life, but you can't have it all at the same time. And if you are a homeschooling parent, this might be your season to not be president of the USA or CEO of the company, or this might not be the time to build the 20 franchises. This might be the time to work on one or two stores, get all of the systems figured out, get this totally streamlined, get it totally figured out, right? The little details that take the time and work on that in a small scale. And then when you have more free time, when the kids grow up a little bit, then it's time to franchise. And then your kids, you know, your teens are traveling with you and you're teaching them on the job skills like that, you know. But I think that oftentimes that can be the struggle, especially for those extremely driven moms, right? You want to be, you know, a published author and writing 5 books a year, but maybe it's just 1 book a year right now. And I think maybe we talked about this before. I just think that we need to be realistic about how much time we have and be realistic about how much time we can devote to our business, because there has to be time for your family. There has to be time for you so you do not burn out. Okay. So we're planning ahead. We're taking time for yourselves. We're taking a break before we break. And I asked my daughter, I said, my 16-year-old, I said, how do you think I can avoid burnout? And she said, I think you should set your hours, stick to them, and not look at your phone when you're not supposed to be working. I was like, ouch. Okay, yeah, that's the thing I preach, but and it's true. And that's the thing with technology is that unless I turn it off, and I want to be accessible to my team, right? I want them to know that I'm there and I'm can get with me pretty quickly, right? But there has to be a cutoff. And another thing that I'm noticing with that, being available all the time and having a cutoff is that a lot of us take a rest, we'll take one day of the week. Maybe we take Sunday and we say, we're going to rest. We're not going to work that day. We're going to go to church. We're going to do this and that and the other. But honestly, moms, if you are serving at your church, if you're a part of that, if you're doing these ministry things, like for our family, our kids have to come to one service and then we go to the service after that. We're at church, 3-4 hours in the morning, and then we come home. We maybe have another little get together thing going on, and then there's our kids have youth group again that night that we're driving them to, and then we have a team call that night because we're launching the new week, right? So it's the start to the new week. Our Sundays are not a day of rest. They are not. They are a day of action. They are a day of especially for homeschoolers, we are not used to getting up and getting dressed, right? So to have that day where we're getting up, getting dressed, getting out of the house, that's not a day of rest. So maybe we take Saturday, or maybe as a homeschooler, maybe you take Monday. That's one of the benefits of being a homeschooling entrepreneur. You can pick any day you want. But what if we did that? What if we, I'm like, this is a good experiment, and we do these things for a while and then we try something new and blah, blah, blah. You know how it goes. But what if we took Saturdays and we said, I'm not going to work. I'm not going to be on the phone. Or maybe you'll say, I'll answer messages twice a day, So if there's emergency stuff, or not emergency, if there's stuff that you can help with, you can do that, but only picking up your phone a couple of times a day, not being on it all day long and feeling that pressure to work, And I think that's a hard thing is that as an entrepreneur, you're not getting paid hourly. Most of us aren't, we're getting paid by the amount of work we get done. And so it's so easy to just be like, keep working, keep working, keep working. That carrot's always out there. And those creative ideas are always coming to you and you're thinking, oh, that's a great idea. Oh, what if we implemented this? What would happen then? And blah, blah, blah. And la, 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 And not every idea that comes to you is yours. Okay. Maybe you have an idea that's been given to you and it's just for you to pass along because you do not have time to implement all the ideas. Okay. I don't know. Does that help you? Does that help you to burn out less? I don't know. I think we just have to be really intentional. We have to plan ahead and take those times for ourselves. And that battling the mommy guilt, I don't know. I think it's so much of just telling the enemy just to shut up, and that's a hard thing too. It's like, okay, if I was going to say like, well, I need to go to the gym for 4 hours a day so I don't burn out. Well, do I? We have to be realistic and we need to figure out what's going to work for us and what's going to work for our entire family, right? This is a family gig and we can't afford for anyone to burn out, right? We don't want to put too much on our spouse. We don't want to put too much responsibility on our kids. We don't want people to be bitter over these situations. Now, right, everybody has a choice of how they're going to interpret things and how they're going to adjust to them. But at the same time, this needs to be sustainable. Right? If you're going to be homeschooling and running a business, it needs to be sustainable. And if it's ruining relationships, it's not sustainable. The relationship is more important than these other things. I hope that helped you today. I know Burnout is definitely a struggle for me. I don't know if you're familiar with the Enneagram. This is one of my favorite things, but the Enneagram, I'm a type 3 on the Enneagram scale. That was not something that I easily decided upon. So I don't know if you've been looking into it, I would love to hear from you. Find me on Instagram. It's Melissa Lottie Brown. I would love to connect with you. You know, reach out, let's chat. I'd love to hear your thoughts and stuff. But that Enneagram 3, it's funny. I heard someone say once that it's the one that you really don't want to be is probably the one you are. I thought that was quite interesting. But I know when I was looking at my numbers, I really relate to a 7, an 8, and a 3. And I'm still learning about the Enneagram. This is something I need to research even more. I love hearing about it and learning about it. But those three were all, they're all very strong parts of my personality. The three though, there's an Instagram handle, Instagram, what's that account? I don't know what them teenagers call that thing. There's this Instagram profile. I don't know. Whatever. It's called Enneagram and Coffee. I love what she puts out there. And it really helps you to see it from a different perspective. And what really helped me, there was one, it's a picture of the guy from, it's like the doctor game, the surgeon game. Oh, it's got a red bulbous nose. And if you accidentally touch the wrong parts of this toy, like it buzzes. What is that called? I don't know. So it's that guy from that game. And it talks about how to really make that person mad, that's those different Enneagrams. And when I read that one, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm a 3. Yep. Those are the ways to make me mad. So you'll have to go check that out if you want to know how to tick me off. But it was interesting, but reading about the Enneagram 3, that is the typical issue, is the burnout. You know, we just want to go, go, go. We want to work. You see, like, with my business, I see the more I work, the more I earn, the cooler stuff I get, the more people I get to know, the more people I get to help. Like, it's awesome. Like, I want to keep working, working, working. At the same time, I need to not ignore my family or my own needs, you know, and that is a hard thing to balance. And so I'm working on that. I'm constantly working on that. I probably always will be working on that because I don't want to burn out. I see the long-term goal and I want it. And I just need to realize that at this season in my life, it might not happen as soon or as fast as it would if I didn't have kids or a husband. But how empty of a life would that be, right? Like, I don't want to be all alone so I can be the top of my game. Right? These kids and my hubby are what makes this so worth it and so fun. Like, I want to be able to take amazing adventures with them. I want them to see the whole world with me. You know, I don't want to go do that by myself. And so I just need to work on that balance. And I would love to hear from you. What has helped you create balance? Maybe that's not even the word, but just to help you to not burn out. Right? What do you need to do? I think taking care of ourselves, right? The mind, body, spiritual thing, all those components are so vital. I would love to hear what's worked for you. Thanks for joining me. I so appreciate you being here. This is a blessing to me. I don't know if you've heard before about like this. I've been wanting to do this podcast for a couple of years and I finally took the leap to do it. I thank you as I'm still learning the trenches of it. I've got some great interviews planned and some people that have already said yes to the interview. I'm just having to work on the technology part of it. That's not my strong suit, but I am working on figuring that all out so I can have some amazing interviews and bring in some really amazing women that have learned a ton. So one of my first ladies is going to talk about business systems. She's a homeschooling mom of 5 kids, and she works with businesses, with entrepreneurs, helping them set up efficient systems inside their business practices. So I think you guys are going to love it. And I plan on bringing many more awesome people in here to talk with you guys. We're going to have a great time. Thanks for joining me. Have a great day. I will talk to you soon. And find me on Instagram for reals. Love to hear from you. And please leave a review. That is like the best hug you could give me. Well, I mean, if you know me in real life, feel free to give me a real hug. But if we haven't met yet, a review is just like it. Thank you.